If you're ages 17 to 21, a resident of Chicago, struggling at your current high school, or if you have dropped out, there is a path for you at Westtown Academy. Get your high school diploma. Call today 312-563-9044. That's 312-563-9044. Or visit westtownacademy.org. Your future depends on it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Breaking news, a massive crowd disturbance at Old Navy. According to eyewitnesses, it's an enormous sale on jeans. Let's go to Sue on the scene. Sue? Oh, I'm just getting word. Sue has left the crew to shop. Let's go to Ted for traffic. Ted? Oh, Ted too?
Run to Old Navy right now. All jeans are on sale at the season's lowest prices, up to 50% off from just $15 for adults, $8 for kids. Plus, right now, kids' back-to-school styles are up to 60% off. Hurry in. Valid 813 through 826. Select styles only for kids.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last, ends 8/22.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a beat poet. Name. Name your price. Ah, a tool, an idea, an inspiration. To do more than just say what you want to pay. Oh, no, but to see the options that could fit your budget. Steve. Steve, enough bongos.
Find car insurance that fits your budget at Progressive.com.
Makes me want to dance. Steve!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's, school savings are back in session. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pass. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school. Like boys' graphic tees, just $8.99. And 25% off JanSport backpacks. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash $50 spent. This Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the season, along with Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with players and coaches, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
It is 4 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. We start with the Cubs taking on the Braves this afternoon at the friendly confines. They are all tied at the top of the fourth inning at Wrigley. A run scored on a fielder's choice for Atlanta in the top of the first, and then Chris Coughlin tied it in the bottom half with a solo shot right into the basket. That was his 15th of the year. Only hit for the Cubs so far this afternoon, and nothing really much doing for the Braves since then. Again, tied at one in the top of the fourth. Northsiders started the day 4 games in front of the Giants for that second wild card slot. The Pirates 4 games up the other way on the Cubs for home field for that. Those two facing off against each other this weekend, and then San Francisco heads home to face the Cubs early next week. And the Score's Bruce Levine spoke with Theo Epstein about his optimistic contract situation. You can read about it at 670thescore.com. The White Sox still out west after avoiding that sweep last night against the Angels in Anaheim. How about the pitching matchup tonight? Chris Sale coming off that 15-strikeout masterpiece against the Cubs. Felix Hernandez going for his 15th win of the year, but he is coming off that awful outing against the Red Sox, where he gave up a career-worst 10 runs in that 22-10 game earlier this week. It'll be a 9:05 first pitch. And the Bears, the final walkthrough today down at the Circle City as they get ready to face off against the Colts. The second game of the preseason tomorrow at Lucas Oil Stadium. They will be happy to leave Indianapolis. Let Burlington help you get an A-plus back-to-school wardrobe, graphic tees, joggers, and much more. All the hottest looks at the same best prices. And don't forget all the classics, jeans, denim shirts, and shoes, perfect for school days and beyond. Burlington offers layaway, the perfect way to manage your budget. Burlington, style for everyone. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Sip the juice. I've got enough to go around.
Zach Zaidman.
Those Syracuse guys are always special.
Oh, whatever.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Down here with Charles Tillman.
Oh, y'all listening. This is Score, right?
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
Mark Trestman always talks about each game being its own season.
Do you know what that means?
Yes, Dan, I don't know how you cannot figure out what 16 one-game seasons mean.
Because it's what?
Zach Zaidman.
Your name is intimidating. You are not.
What is that all about? You have red hair.
It's exotic.
Zach Zaidman with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Hey, that's 404 on Chicago Sports Radio 6. I love the Zach opens.
Me too.
That's just the best. We are right now going to go to Bears football because, Lawrence, we have some sights of progress being made, some sightings saying Bears defense getting better. We'll see about that. Zach Zaidman joins us. Hello, Zach.
Who said there's signs of progress?
See, both papers were talking about it today. Had signs of progress for the Bears defense that they were looking much better.
I would say that both days the Colts won practice, and I think there was an understanding that they're at a different level than where the Bears are at this stage of the game. That may change before all is said and done, but I think it's fair to say that the Colts are a very good team, and the Bears are a team that right now is building for something, and we'll find out exactly what that is over the next few weeks.
What do you think was gained, Zach, by the couple days there in Indianapolis?
I think what you learn is how to communicate and actually play with very little time to get something done when another team is trying to attack you. So from a defensive standpoint, you have to know, the outside linebacker has to know what the defensive end is thinking. Whereas in the 4-3 cover 2 defense that the Bears were playing before, you knew exactly how that team was going to attack you based on the principles of your defense and vice versa. But when you play the kind of defense the Bears are playing now, that 3-4, sometimes you have five guys up front. Sometimes you sneak in four. Sometimes you drop everybody except for two guys. There's so many different things that you can do that you don't know how the opponent is going to attack you. So everything is being done live, as they say, and I think you need to be able to communicate with the guy next to you. And it was helpful, I think, to have a completely different team with completely different thoughts on the way the Bears operate on offense to test that defense and vice versa.
They also came, aside from the fact that there was odd sightings of the Bears defense getting better, Zach, there was a lot of Bears just praising the hell out of Andrew Luck. And, I mean, I don't know if it was anything that happened on the practice field or it's just in general understanding how great he is. I mean, was he amazing during these practices or was he just basically, I have no idea what Andrew Luck looked like. I have an idea. I know what he looks like when there's a game. But was he outstanding at practice or is this just something the Bears players had figured out long beforehand?
Keep in mind, the best way to describe it is that the Bears, when they take on the Bears offense, that's an offense that is learning how to do things together for the first time. And I think tomorrow is going to be an example of that. That's the first road game that these guys play together. It's going to be really loud when the Bears offense has the ball. And how do they communicate? You know, we've heard so much about the music that keeps getting played at practice and how Jay Cutler's handled that okay and gotten the play to everyone that needs to understand what's going on. Is that going to be the case tomorrow in a game when a defense is trying to play with your head a little bit and it gets really, really loud? With Andrew Luck, it's not just him. It's Andre Johnson. It's T.Y. Hilton. It's Philip Dorsett, the rookie out of Miami who's got speed that's unbelievable. It's Frank Gore in that backfield. It's the fact that they have two tight ends that they can throw at you. They got a pretty good line and a quarterback who's very shrewd and can manipulate the safeties, look you one way and throw it the other way. And he's got big-time weapons as well. That's what they're talking about. And everyone is is a veteran of the National Football League, except for Philip Dorsett. They understand what's going on. It's a well-oiled machine. That's what they mean, and it's a very difficult offense to go up against when you're a defense, like I said earlier, where you still have to think. You have guys that are thinking because they're learning the defense, guys that are thinking because they're learning new positions, guys that are thinking because they've never played in the league before. That's a recipe for some problems, and it was yesterday during the two-minute drill.
When it comes to the safeties, and we're all getting used to what is going to be a different defensive scheme, is their responsibility going to be different than what we've seen before just because they've moved to a 3-4? And how are they kind of evaluating what they want to see from their safeties?
Very difficult for me to answer that question because, yes, it's different based on the kind of defense they're going to be running on a play. Communication is crucial. Again, when you're playing cover two, you know pre-snap what you have to do. And if you don't, you run into the problems that the Bears ran into. You know, go back to the Super Bowl game against the Colts where Daniel Manning bit on a fake and all of a sudden you have Reggie Wayne galloping wide open for a touchdown. I think it happened with Andre Johnson when he was with the Texans. I mean, there are a lot of different scenarios, but with this defense, every play could be a different play, and you have to know exactly what your responsibilities are based on every given play. So, yeah, it's a big deal for someone like Adrian Amos, who has never played in an NFL game before in his life with someone like Antrell Roll, and now he's going up against a guy that many consider to be one of the top five quarterbacks in football in Andrew Luck. So that will be interesting to see how he handles it. But the good thing for this group, it's not the first time that they're playing Andrew Luck. They've seen him twice already during the week, so do you see a little bit of growth heading into this game? But again, I caution by saying the Colts won both days of practice. They're at a different level right now in their development than the Bears are with everything they've got going on the field.
Let me ask you this. We were talking with the Hub about this the other day, Zach, that he feels like the Bears are going to have to go to the waiver wire and check it very carefully. And I'm sure maybe for some other positions as well. But for wide receiver, that they can't possibly feel comfortable where they're at right now.
Well, I think you could say that about a number of different positions. Honestly,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Is there a corner that you feel comfortable with to play opposite of Kyle Fuller? You know, because right now Tim Jennings is doing it. Occasionally it's Sherrick McManus. There's Alan Ball who gets an opportunity. You know, they signed Tracy Porter for a reason. John Fox had familiarity with him, so did Vic Fangio. Problem is, Porter's been banged up, missed the last game, has a hamstring injury that kind of affected him this week. So I think that there are a number of different ways they can go. Let's see over the next few games. There are going to be certain guys that get extended reps, like Marquise Wilson. They do have Eddie Royal.